Hi, welcome to Business Link. I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. I'm here in the AOI podcast studio at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce offices. Really excited for our conversation today. We've got a business community leader that I've known for quite some time now.
All the time. It's like 8 to 10 years. 8 to 10 years. Starting with the map, it's like 18 to 20 years.
Yeah. It flew by, didn't it?
Yeah.
Look, if you are just seeing these for the first time on our social media feeds, great. Welcome. I want you to know you can go to our website at lcoc.com and check out all of our backlog of episodes on our newsroom tab. We have had a lot of fun conversations here this past year on the now award-winning Business Link podcast of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. And here with a good friend of the chamber, longtime friend of the chamber, Steve Molly, founder and owner of Molly Marketing. Steve, welcome to the AOI podcast studio.
Thanks for having me. Definitely appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Steve, before we get into some of the fun stuff you're doing now, I wanted to take a minute to celebrate the fact that I knew you back when.
Yeah.
Tell me about Molly Marketing's founding and how you had the your very early days in the SCC Entrepreneurs Incubator Program.
That was. So my whole family is entrepreneurs. Yeah. So that's all I knew. And so I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I figured I'd go work for an agency 5, 6, 7, 8 years and then break out on my own. It was one of those things when I was interviewing, graduated from college from the CBA here on campus. And a lot of the job interviews were like sales-based and cubicle-based. I'm like, I don't want to do sales. Sales would be terrible. Well, obviously, I've been doing sales for 21 years and that's the only time. And then I was doing some video production on the side. I'm like, you know what? The most money I ever made in college is 12 grand.
Yep.
If I make more money in the next year, it's more money than I've ever made in my entire life. So might as well just take that leap. And it was literally I graduated college in December of 04 and then started this in 05, in January of 05. Yeah. So kind of hit the ground running. And the first office I ever had was Southeast Community College. And I remember chatting with them and it was entrepreneurship center and leadership and mentorship and all that type of stuff, which was awesome. I remember chatting with them and rent was $85 a month.
Nice.
And I'm like, how can I afford $85 a month of rent?
Yeah.
Now I, do all kinds of things. I have $85 a month rent. It'd be fantastic. But such a cool experience there. Yeah. Obviously you were on the board there for a long, long time and kind of helped them get established and truly getting entrepreneurs in, help tell the story. I remember Piyush, he's been a member of your guys.
Piyush Shrivastav is on our board now and is a school board member now, too.
Yep. Yeah. So I remember going to his office at 9 o'clock at night because he was still working, I was still working, and we would just kind of BS through business and what are you facing? Can you help me with this? And vice versa. Like, such a cool experience, and especially be able to see how far we've kind of come. Again, that over the last 21 years at this point in time.
You know, and I got to mention, just as a quick aside, that Southeast Community College Incubator Program rubric that was developed by Tim Mattan went on to get stolen or used, at least in other institutions. And I think that's credit to the work that Tim and the team did. And then Tim is now back in the state as our SBA statewide director. So Tim, who has always had a heart for business, worked a lot with both of us.
Yep.
Is now still helping business through the small business.
That's kind of cool to see. And it's always one of the best compliments you can get is when people are in the rip off and duplicate. That's right. Whatever you're doing, so works out well.
From your humble beginnings at the incubator program, you're now in the heart of Lincoln, down in the Haymarket. Tell us about your offices now, and I know you have a reputation for throwing a pretty good pregame social.
That we do. Well, that we do. So back in 2019, the team talked about moving downtown. And we've been in the Highlands about 10 years prior to that. Yeah. And even people from Lincoln think the Highlands is like Wahoo. They think it's so far away. I had one client apologize. He wanted to do a lunch downtown. He's like, how's the long drive? I'm like, it's 6 minutes. And so we're looking at spaces. COVID hit, kind of put everything on pause for a little bit. And then the 21, we're taking a look at spots and taking a look at a couple different ones. And we were not going to look at the office we're in now. My agent happened to have keys. We happened to be walking past it. And just fell in love with the space. It's right there in 8th and Q, right in the heart of downtown. You're 0.4 miles from the football stadium. You know, all kinds of restaurants and bars and all kinds of stuff kind of all around it. About a third of the space is all open. And so we have a big garage door you can open up. And we have a big patio up front. We have couches and stuff that's out there. Yeah. And it's awesome for hosting. So we always do tailgates 3 hours prior to any football game. Yeah. Doors open there. We hosted a chamber coffee event here a couple weeks ago. Yeah. We've done whiskey tasting events there. A lot of just connections. Hundreds of Men hosted one of their fundraisers at our place in July. Mm-hmm. And it's been awesome just kind of bringing in different members of the community, open up conversations. And people actually want to hit us up to go to our office, to see the office, and just kind of be us for a while.
Yeah.
Get in the Highlands. Nobody ever wanted to do any of that.
So that was not on the tailgate stop on the way to the game.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all. So it's been a great, great move for us.
That's awesome. How many team members is Molly Marketing now?
So we got 9 full-time, and then we also have about 3 contractors here right now that put in 10 to 20 hours a week, depending on what's needed. I am white.
Look, that's, again, coming from an army of one to that is a... That's a big leap.
Yes, I see.
What a great... tell me, as a marketing company, I know you've carved out some niches, like in tourism has been a specialty. Like, where does Molly Marketing fit? Like, where's your sweet spots?
Yeah, that's a good question. So about a third of the business is tourism and economic development. That really is throughout the state of Nebraska, but then nationwide. But in Nebraska, we work with communities from Chatterton to Nebraska City, Valentine to Hastings, and kind of everything in between. Another third is more just kind of e-commerce brands. So that's going to be all just online. For that is only, generally speaking, it's Google and Meta ads. For tourism, full brand, full campaigns. We're talking about TV production, radio production, all the online stuff as well.
Yeah.
And then the other third is kind of small business. And so that's kind of the catch-all. But a lot of times for that outsourced marketing department, going after challenger brands, ones want to take a swing.
Okay.
Might not be the market leader, but they want to at least grab some market share from that.
Okay.
And you have a lot of fun at that.
Yeah. How did you find tourism as a space to sort of specialize in?
So ironically, my mother-in-law was the assistant director for tourism in North Platte for about 20 years. Okay. And so a little bit over 15 years ago, we started doing a couple of projects for him. And we realized all we're doing is selling is fun, you know? And so it was truly a blast pulling together some of those campaigns. And I'm born and raised in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Went to school in Fremont and then came to Lincoln. So I've always been here. Loved the state.
Yeah.
And we're like, there could be a good opportunity to help kind of promote, especially the smaller towns all over the place, to pull more people in. And it's been a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. For marketing, you know, we think about, messaging for companies, how to position a product. Like, it's the same thing in this tourism economic development space, only we're really positioning community assets and community-wide experiences. How's that different from working with maybe a small business?
Oh, it is very interesting. On the tourism side of it, they know it's about that brand. You have to have a strong brand to get somebody excited about coming to visit your community overall. And so they pour a bunch of money into the branding side of it in long-term play. Small business, a lot of times, it's, you know, hey, I got numbers hit this quarter, I got numbers hit next quarter, next year, kind of so forth. So it's a lot more driven KPIs on that side of it.
Yeah.
Branding is still extremely important to get done. It's just a little bit of a different balance of what we're looking at on the tourism side.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're going after people. The challenge is the challenge. Yeah. And so we know the message and positioning we need to be able to take with it. But it's definitely, you know, it's business driven.
Mm-hmm.
Where on the tourism side of it, it's a little bit more of that feel good. And then you'll see some of those numbers come in maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks later.
Yeah.
First, we do something for a client. They'll see those numbers come in like today, you know, and be able to look back, you know, what was Saturday like? What was Friday like? And so it's kind of a cool balance for both.
It's a lot more diffuse, I think, in our economic development industry. It's one thing when you could see it show up in sales or clicks, in economic development. How much does that commercial that happened 2 years ago help land a project now? It's hard to tell, but it sure does matter if you're not playing that game. That's why it's been so important for us.
100%. And when I was in college, they used to always talk about 5 to 7 points of contact to get somebody to take action.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking 15 to 18 points of contact, easy to get somebody to take action.
Wow.
And you just got to be there time and time and time and time and time and time and time again in order to truly get noticed in a distracted market we're in.
Now, we're working with you on a fun project right now.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this. So tell folks, what is the Taste 27 about?
Yeah, so it's an awesome project. And definitely appreciate you guys greenlighting it. You take a look at everything 27th Street from O Street, more or less a little bit past Superior Street even, and highlighted a bunch of those ethnic restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I love about the tourism aspect as a whole is that people always pigeonhole us as, sorry, but just, you know, farmers and overhauls that are overweight and a bunch of food, and that's it. So they never think of any type of diversity.
Yeah.
And especially just how diverse that corridor is. It's amazing. Like, some of the best restaurants in town are dead right there.
That's pho in town.
100%, 100%. And so we just wanted to really kind of build something that would get noticed and truly make an impact into that community. And that's the biggest thing I love about business is making that impact as a whole.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Jeff Mall here a couple of weeks ago, and I don't remember what restaurant he was at that was part of that program, that the owner came out. And it was thanking him and saying they've gotten so much business from it already. And those are the stories you just love to hear.
Yeah.
So cool. And just highlight a different part of the town that most people are not talking about or even thinking about that literally is a few minutes away from kind of the heart of Lincoln, a big set of the population.
Yeah. You know, this campaign, too, came together from a great, great collaboration. Again, Molly Marketing was leading the charge there. We put some money into it from the chamber side of the shop here. Jeff Mall, through the Visit Lincoln program, has also put some money into it. And then we applied for a grant and won some dollars from the State Department of Tourism as well. Like, you know, we had to kind of cobble this project together. It's so exciting to see that is creating results now.
Absolutely.
For that restaurant row.
Absolutely.
There's some fun story. I'll just give you one. Can you name maybe one or two of the restaurants you've worked with that pop out as particularly fun or unique in this project?
The Italian joined at 27th and about Fall Boys, part of the hotel. Amore?
Yeah.
Was in there,
yeah.
I've always heard great things. You get in there, you see the history, how they kind of pull everything together. Very authentic on that front. I think it's fantastic. Come to Bonwich, you know,
yeah.
That aspect of it,
yeah,
as well. You know, they're a little bit more well known, yeah, but being able to highlight it that much more to pull more people down there.
Yeah.
There's a couple things. One that did pop up is when we're taking photos of some different restaurants and, you know, the full fish heads,
yeah,
are coming out looking at you. Like, this is fun. This is, yeah, something that's completely different. Yeah. So it's kind of cool to see.
But I tell you what, folks, if what Steve and I are talking about on that 27th Street corridor, sort of from O Street North to maybe what, Superior, Cornhusker?
Yeah, a little bit farther north.
You know, check it out, because if you haven't been down there, there's just a lot of fun restaurants and different foods to experience that are sort of a little bit off the beaten path. They tend to be small businesses, mm-hmm, which we've both got a passion for. We worked with them our whole careers, and it's just a fun project. So thank you for leading the charge on that.
Hey, Abyss.
That's been awesome to come to fruition here. Let's see, what else did I follow up? So what's next for Molly Marketing? Like, you know, you came from the incubator program, you're nine people plus some collaborators strong now, you're in the center of town, in the center of everything here in the Haymarket. What comes next for a company like that?
That's a good question. One of the things we're trying to do is grow our footprint in Lincoln.
Yeah.
So we've been blessed with some really good growth. At the end of 23 and the end of 24, I pulled the numbers, and only about 7% of our revenue actually comes from Lincoln-based companies.
Oh, my gosh.
And okay. So while it's diversified, which,
yeah,
is great,
yeah,
it's, again, trying to get a bigger footprint here for recruiting purposes. I could tell you we've done a bunch of work with Zero Shoes. They're over $100 million brand.
Yeah.
Majority of people have no clue what Zero Shoes is.
Yeah.
But I tell you, hey, we do a bunch of work with Aleph. Oh, I got a point of reference. Oh, that's out of it.
Yeah.
So it helps on the recruitment kind of overall. And also, like, we've been doing Zoom calls since, I don't know, 2018, mm-hmm, maybe probably prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to be said to sit down face-to-face, you know, kind of chatting with people, walking things through. And a lot of times we'll fly out to see clients. When, again, it's just the hearts of Lincoln. Lincoln has so many cool companies. Love the startup scene. Love the old school scene that's really kind of here as well. A lot of those hidden gems,
yeah,
that have been around for 20 or 30 years. It's just a lot of people don't really know about them. Partly, kind of same thing with us, is they don't do a ton of business around here. But we really want to be able to continue to grow and kind of support the local aspects of it much more.
So continue to look forward to this. Appears to me, as a non-marketing guy, to be an industry that can be really impacted by changing technologies. I'm just kind of wondering, in the moment where AI is all everyone's talking about now,
yeah,
and it seems like every other week we've got a new, visual AI automatic, generator that's being released by X or Google or somebody. Like, how is AI going to change the landscape in marketing? Do you think that'll be a big footprint or a small one?
Yeah, it's been really interesting seeing that over the last about 3 years here at this point in time. You know, things have kind of changed. Because originally it sounded really kind of interesting and cool, but it wasn't quite there yet.
Yeah.
And now, literally on a daily basis,
it gets
better and better and better and better and better. From our standpoint, is we are very visual creatures. So sometimes when we go to video shoots or photo shoots, is we know what we want to be able to pull together, but like, we don't have a photo of it yet, we don't have a video of it yet.
Yeah.
So AI has been great to help, like, storyboard it out, make plans, pull things together. As a crew, at times we talk about the toughest thing to do is take a look at a blank piece of paper or blank canvas, if you will.
Yeah.
AI can help really brainstorm and help really kind of get some hooks going, get some ideas and directions really going with it. Just kind of that partner. And then on the backside of it, kind of automations, be able to automate a lot of stuff. And that's part of the reason is that for a long time, we always had to grow our staff, well, you know, staff wise and labor wise. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a believer in like replacing staff with the AI aspect of it. Yeah. But we've definitely become a lot more efficient with the people that we have in the office on really kind of pulling together different skill sets and stuff. So definitely change right now. It's still that shiny object to a certain extent.
Yeah.
We joked about rebranding the Molly Marketing AI just to put, you know, fall 12 of 12 on it, you know, type of thing. But there's definitely some resources that we can use and continue to hone in on a ton that just makes us better at what we do.
You know, down the road, we could do an AI episode of.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't have to record anything. We'd just tell it the script to write.
And... Yep. There's a sales guy that I follow, and I really like him, but he releases AI videos. And right now, that's very just choppy. Mouth doesn't match up with words. And you're like, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something.
Well, Steve, it's been a pleasure to have you here at the AOI Podcast Studio. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for being a collaborator with trying to grow this economy here in Viking.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate all the support you guys have given us throughout the years, and definitely look forward to the friendship.
Awesome. Everybody, Steve Molly from Molly Marketing. You can learn more about them at mollymarketing.com. And again, please visit our backlog of episodes at lcoc.com and our newsroom tab. This has been Jason Ball at the Chamber of Commerce and the AOI Podcast Studio. We'll see you next time.